Anyone familiar with the shift that happens when we worship? Something just seems to change in the atmosphere. Like there's a scripture that says that God inhabits, like lives in the praises of his people. I think that's pretty awesome. I just want to give it up for the band, for what they put in and leading us in worship like that. And I've spent a decent chunk of my life like waiting for those times where we're together in worship so I can meet with God. But there's also these scriptures that tell us that God inhabits us and actually lives inside of us. And so we don't have to wait for those moments when we're a whole bunch of people worshiping. Like he lives in us who believe. If you're a Christian, then God lives in you. And that is ridiculous, but it's true. See, this has been the best start to a year that I've ever had. It's been really good. I've had an amazing start to the year. And I could tell you a bunch of things that have gone wrong, and whether it's to do with my car breaking down and needing a new engine, all stuff like that, but it has been the best start to the year I've ever had. And there's circumstances that haven't been great, but it's not about the circumstances. We have a God who is so much bigger than any circumstance we could ever face and is in them and works through them and will often change circumstances miraculously. But even if he doesn't, he gives us the peace and even joy in those sorts of things. It says in the Bible again that, I just keep bringing stuff out of the Bible, don't I, tonight? This is crazy. What's going on? It says that for the joy set before him, this is Jesus, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame. The joy that was set before him. Something was so amazing and filled him with so much joy that he could endure the most ridiculous agony. See, in my life, I've experienced peace, I've experienced joy, I've experienced freedom, but never in the consistency that I have in the past few weeks. So it's not a totally new thing, but it is a new consistency and reality that I'm experiencing. And if I'm thinking about why, like what's different, what's shifted in the past few weeks, it's not that I have now spent just over half of my life as a Christian. That's happened fairly recently. That's a good thing, but it's not the reason. It's not because I've really done anything to seek after God in a new way or do things particularly different. It comes down to revelation. And I'm not just talking about the last book of the Bible. Revelation is a fascinating book to read and can be quite a confusing one. But revelation literally means bringing to light what was hidden. So something that has always been there, but we just didn't know about it. And that's exactly what I can relate to. There's stuff that has been true of me since becoming a Christian, and some of that I wasn't really aware of. Does anybody remember a guy called Lewis West? He came down here last year. His mum, Anna, was our speaker for Live Life Loud last June, and Lewis came along as well, and they prayed for some people. And we saw some pretty cool things happen. Lewis, in a few chats I've had with him, there's this phrase that he uses that I think gives a little bit of a clue as to what revelation is. But before I tell you that clue, you might have noticed that we're into the pink post-it notes tonight. So both Dan and Scotty were sporting the pink post-it notes. And there is another pink post-it note that is hidden somewhere. But I did notice it wasn't one of the youth that was sitting in this particular seat where the pink post-it note is placed under. So, when you look for it in just a moment, let's go with the first person that's in high school to give a high five. So this is like one that they agree to. A high five to the leader that has this pink post-it note under their chair. Look for it now. Look for the pink post-it note. Who's got it? Oh, it was Maddie. It was over here. It does pay to sit at the front sometimes. So Chloe, you got in there. Now, Chloe, you've got a bit of a special job to do tonight. So if you head up the back to Bethany, she's going to explain the details. We'll see Chloe in just a minute. She'll come back out and sit in that chair. Give her a round of applause. So the phrase that Lewis has used a whole bunch of times is, we can do that? I didn't know we could do that. You see, when he came down, he was the one who prayed for Lachie Hillier when he and Lachie both felt something move around in his knee, and his knee's been better ever since. But sometime before that, someone was like, did you know that God can heal people through you? He's like, we can do that? He heard about it, he believed it, and then he started doing it. That's pretty exciting. I was with him just a few weeks ago, and it was a little bit obscure, but he's like, oh, I just heard about these guys that they like walk up to someone in the street and they see their tattoo, and they like ask God to give them an interpretation of the tattoo, and they speak truths about the person's lives. He's like, we can do that. I didn't know we could do that. And he was getting all excited. But revelation is just that sudden understanding of something that is true that has always been true. So God's been healing people for millennia. Didn't start when Lewis started praying for it, but he became aware of it and went, oh my goodness, we can do that? I'm in. I want to see this happen. Beth is going to share some stuff, which is going to follow on just so beautifully from what I'm sharing. Actually, Beth's up there, isn't she? Oh, if you want to come back down, Chloe, that would be really good. And Chloe, can we just give it up for Chloe again? So, awesome. So, like, I've seen some pretty amazing stuff over the past little while. Like, a really little one. So, we've seen some miracles and things. And one of those little things that often we don't even bother praying for is, like, colds. I don't even tell Christy this one yet, but last night, my daughter Esther was really struggling with a cold, and she'd had the sore throat, and her nose was running, and she was blowing it constantly, or was blocked, I think it was blocked, and she couldn't get to sleep because of her nose, always blowing it. And so we prayed, and then she's like, my nose is totally better. I was like, oh, praise God, and she fell asleep like a minute later, and we're just like, yes, thank you, Lord, for those small things, yet big things. So I've seen some bigger, much bigger things than that, but that's not what excites me. The thing that excites me, we're going to hear a little bit from Chloe in a minute. Actually, it's more just teasing stuff. Beth's going to give us some more of the good stuff in just a little while. If someone wants to give you some money, that'd be a good thing, yeah? You'd be like, thank you. But if they like slipped money into your back pocket and you had no idea that it was there, say like a $10 note or something, and you walk around, you've got this $10 note in the back of your pants. You might even take the pants off, they go through the wash. Polymer technology might save that note and say, you just keep on going, putting these pants on, no idea that the money's there. Like, what good is that money to you? It's not really any good at all until you discover that it's there. But when it is there, that's fun. How are you going, Chloe? Are you getting close? Oh, all good. What I want to tell you about tonight is that for those of you that are Christians, there's some stuff that you may not be aware of. There's some things that are true about you. There's money in your pocket, money in your account, so to speak. Maybe a credit card is a more helpful analogy to use. But there is the capacity for you to use that, and it changes everything. It changes you, and it changes those who are around you. And I'm going to ask Chloe to read out a couple of verses to us. I hope you find them. It's all good. All right, read out the one. We're going to hear one verse from Chloe, and it's going to be awesome. Give it up for Chloe.
All right, so just like Romans 16:25, now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages.
That's good. Revelation kept hidden for long ages. So there's like, oh, actually, if you just, there's something on your back. Can you, maybe you can get a friend to come up and help you with the thing that's on your, oh, you got it. Nice. Have a look. Let's see what's in there. Revelation kept hidden for long ages and generations. It's exciting. There's like three other verses. Keep going. How about I read one of them? So Galatians chapter 1 verse 12 says, "For I did not receive this revelation from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ." That's exciting. Still going? Oh, this is awesome. All right, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 16 says, "I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and a revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints." And it keeps going on. But all that he's praying is that we would know stuff that we already have. So right now, what do you realize that you've had for the last 5 minutes? $20. That's pretty sweet. So I can say with absolute confidence that for those of you that are Christians, you have something in you that is so much better than that and total access to it right now. For those of you that are not Christians, the offer is available to you. Jesus paid the price that he paid for you. Not just for those around you, not just for people in previous generations, but for you. So you can have something so much better than the money that is now totally yours. You have to keep it. I'm going to hand over to Bethany, and she's going to keep going. Give it up for Bethany Harrison.
That was awesome. All right, 1 second. I love you, Christy. Right, I want to chat to you guys tonight. It's really bright. I want to chat to you guys tonight about identity. That's the word of the night. And it's been, it's been a matter of revelation for me over the last few weeks. And it's, God's just been absolutely smashing me in this area and just revealing so many new things to me about this topic and about identity. And I'm so excited to be able to share that with you guys tonight. Our identity is everything. It's the heart and the core of who we are, and it's the heart and the core of the Bible as well, and that's who we are as well. That's the truth. And when we have revelation about identity, it changes every single part of our lives. And revelation, which what Shane was just talking about, like we can have revelation about our behavior, and that can change our behavior. And we can have revelation about our words, and that can change the way that we speak. Or we can have it about our minds, and that might change the way that we think. But when we have revelation about our identity, it changes literally every single part of us. It affects our behavior and our thoughts and our speech, the way we interact with people, because it's the heart and the core of who we are. And identity is something that if you laid out everything in your life in front of you, every single part of your life, so your work and your school, your study, your family, your relationships, the way you think, the way you speak, your behavior, your emotions, every single part of your life, we've been designed to have an identity that has the power to affect every single part of your life. When it's spread out in front of you, that's how we've been designed, is that our true identity should affect every single part of our life. It should motivate and change and touch every part. But what we've learned to do, and what I was stuck in before I had this revelation of identity, is that we've learned to identify ourselves in things that don't have that power. And it might affect this part of our life, but then we hit these walls and it doesn't have that power to affect everything else. And we live in the frame of mind where this isn't the reality. Like, we're told our identity from other people. Or we think that over time we have to, you know, slowly kind of grow it and piece it together, and that our identity for this area of our life is different as our identity for this area of our life. And there's all of this, like, disconnect. And we live in these states where we're not complete and we don't really know who we are. And we're kind of confused and we're not full and we're not comfortable in our identity. You know, it's based on our situation or our popularity or all of our friends, or we walk around with these half-formed identities that simply don't have the power to change everything. And one of the other things that we do and that I did, this is me just like speaking at you, this is something that I struggled with, was that I was trusting other people to tell me what my identity was. So something like beauty is a big one for girls, like for guys as well, but specifically as a girl, I can kind of relate. That like we trust, we identify ourselves within beauty according to what people have told us about ourselves. So if someone tells me that I'm beautiful or I'm this, and then I identify myself by that. But that identity doesn't have the power to influence every part of my life. And so I never feel complete, and I never feel full in that. And that's everything that you identify yourself with. If you identify yourself as a sports player, does that have the power? Clearly I don't. Does that have the power to affect every part of your life? Like if you identify yourself as a musician, does that have the power to identify every part of life? Does that, all of those things, if you identify yourself in your friends, if you identify yourself in your status, in your popularity, does it have that power? Or are you falling short? Are you feeling incomplete? And I'm pretty done with feeling that way. Like since having this revelation, I'm done feeling like that. And I'm done that we should all be feeling like that. We just have this placid acceptance that we should have these unfulfilled lives. And that as teenagers, we're supposed to struggle with our identity. I'm done with the acceptance that high schoolers have to go through this time of not knowing who they are. And not being able to feel full in who they are. I'm done with that because we have revelation. I'm done with this like shakeable identity. I'm hitting these walls. Because God, what God tells us that we are, and we have a Bible that's full of things that God's telling us. Like God tells us who we are. He tells us that. And he also tells us that those things are unshakable. You know, Hebrews 12 says, let us rejoice for the kingdom is unshakable or something like that. And let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. You know, the Ephesians tells us that the Holy Spirit is our guarantee of the truth. This is real. This is true. What he said about you is true and it's unshakable and it's final. And he's spoken identity over me in the last few weeks. And he's speaking identity over you now and always. And it has the power. It's the true identity and it has the power to influence every single part of our lives. It's worth so much more than $20 stuck to your back. It's everything. And it's a matter of believing. That wasn't like a jab at that. Like, that's awesome. But, like, it's massive. It's so important. And it's a matter of just believing what God's told you. So let's actually, like, have a look at what God's told us, if it's on the screen. I'm not going to read all of these, but this is just, like, some of the things that God tells us that we are. Like, look at the bold. I'm identifying myself in the fact that I am a daughter of God. I'm identifying myself in the fact that I'm a new creation. I'm identifying myself in the fact that I'm the righteousness of God. I'm a saint. I'm dead to sin. I'm alive to Christ. I'm holy and unblemished. I love this one. I'm holy and beloved. I'm not identifying myself that I'm beloved by my friends or that I'm popular or that I'm pretty or that I'm talented. I'm not identifying myself in the fact that I'm chosen by God and I'm holy and I'm beloved. In Greek, the word for soul means identity. And the word soul in the Greek, it means the direct aftermath of God breathing his gift of life into a person. That's awesome. I'll read it again. It's the direct aftermath of God breathing his gift of life into a person. So what I'm telling you is that your identity isn't something that you need to earn. It's not something that you now need to go and work for, and it's not even something that you then need to get over time. Your identity is something that you've got now, that it was when you gave your heart to Jesus. If you're sitting here and you're a Christian, when you gave your heart to Jesus, that it was breathed into you. That was the direct aftermath of God breathing his gift of life into you. And now what's awesome is that we get to sink into that identity. We don't have to go out and work for it. We get to just like sink into it. And that's so, we get to get comfortable in it. We get to believe what God has told us that we are because it's true and we're not going to fall short anymore. We're going to identify ourselves by the things that God's told us and that's going to be awesome. We don't have to live, oh my gosh, we don't have to live these lives where we hate ourselves. Like, oh, I wasn't even going to talk about this, but like for the girls, there's this just this like, for guys as well, but specifically for girls, there's this just like written rule somewhere that we think that teenage girls are supposed to hate the way that we look. Like, do you agree? Do you know what I'm talking about? Did Jesus have body image issues? Do we have the same spirit of Jesus in us? So why the heck do we have body image issues? Like, Do you know what I'm saying? I'm just... That's awesome. I'm just done with this way of where we have to all be so sad about our lives. Like, we have this fullness available to us. Let's live in it now. Just, okay, you know, I wasn't going to share this either, but whatever. You know, like, licorice bullets, how, like, the inside of a licorice bullet, you can, like, chew, just, like, bear with me. You can chew all of the chocolate off from it and it still, like, tastes like chocolate. And if you don't like licorice, you can still, like, eat the chocolate and just, like, throw away the licorice. Joe Scheinman does that. But you know that, like, we find ourselves in identities that are like licorice bullets, but our identity in Christ is like a caramello. And you know when you pick up a caramello, there's already caramel, like, all over your fingers, and then you bite into it, you can't, like, eat around the caramel because the, like, gooey center of it, like, sinks into every single part of the chocolate. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I'm talking about? We get to, like, sink into this gooey center that's inside us. And when other people touch us, like, when other people experience us, our identity and who we are in Christ, like, overflows to them and they get it all over their fingers. Like, that's awesome. Just, like, encouraging you guys. Like, this is the year. This is the year that we're set free. This is the year that as Excess we, like, come together and we're pioneers of this, that we understand who we are in Christ, that we're done living the way that we've always lived. You know, we can be free. And this is the year that this happens. Like, this is the night that this happens. And next week and the week after and the week after and the week after. Just want to encourage you to get all comfy in your little gooey core and stop falling short. Like, we don't have to. You've got Jesus in you. You can live in that right now. We're gonna do another song, and then we're gonna go out into cafe, and there's karaoke and things like that as well. But I want to encourage you guys as well. After the song, we're gonna open up just the front and have just like a little time of chatting. If you want to talk about Jesus, then come up to the front and we're just gonna sit with you. I'll be up here, some other leaders will be up here, and we're just gonna chat about Jesus. If you want to do karaoke, that's awesome. But if you want to talk about Jesus as well, we're gonna have this space for it, and we're gonna be really intentional with it. Because let's just have a conversation about Jesus. Jesus is awesome. Let's just talk about it. So I'm just gonna pray and invite the band back up. Jesus, we thank you for who you are, Lord. We thank you for the identity that we have in you, Jesus. We thank you that we've been united in a death like yours, and we've been united in a resurrection like yours, God. And I just pray that tonight every single person here would have a revelation of their identity in you, God. That we would understand that we have the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead living in us right now. And our capacity isn't like that of before, but we're new creations, Lord. I just pray that you would reveal that to us, God, that things would be broken, that we would believe that you're a God that can heal sickness, physically, mentally, emotionally, all kinds of sickness, God, and that healing would be done tonight, Lord. We just pray for a revelation of your goodness, God. We love you. We love you so much. We're so obsessed with you. We so want more of you, God, and we thank you that you lavish yourself upon us all the time. God, we praise you for this year. We thank you that it's just the beginning and that good things are going to happen. And we rebuke any lies that come against us, God. We are children of you. We are sons and daughters of the King. We are heirs with Christ. We don't have to fall short anymore, God. Point out in our lives where we're identifying ourselves. And direct us to you, God. Help us to change our mind. Help us to look to you instead, Lord. Thank you so much for who you are, Jesus. Amen.